You know, we've had some tough issues here to deal with. The property tax caps issue has been a real success, and that's a bipartisan success for the legislature. The ethics bill as well, and I think shows we can work together and work effectively. I'm particularly proud of the work the Senate did on both of those bills. I'm proud of this gentleman here next to me, Senator Hirschman, who really worked hard and tirelessly on the unemployment insurance bill, by far the toughest bill this year, and it's because of his hard work and the ability to slug it out in the long hours that it took the last couple of weeks that we were able to find success. So it's been an interesting, different kind of session. They all are. We've held the line on spending, as we had to do, to set us up next year to be able to get through our budgeting, and that's critical. But overall, I'm pleased that we were able to get to the finish line today, and a lot of good people had to work together hard to get it done. But here we are, and we're done for the
year. Did you ever think it may not cross the finish line?
No, I thought we would, but it took longer than I thought, and probably shouldn't have taken that long, Abdul. But nevertheless, we made it, and that's the key thing. I think the people of Indiana can feel good about, you know, what we've accomplished here.
Is this UI bill going to do the job?
Well, I think it accomplishes the goal of saving $300 million for the employers of this state. I think it's going to keep thousands of jobs intact, and it gives us some time to catch our breath and see what's going on in Washington and watch the economy to determine whether we need to come back and do it again next year or take a different approach on it. But we needed some breathing time, and we achieved that. So that's really a good thing.
How would you assess the whole session?
I think a success, Nikki. It was different, but I think we were successful, and I think that's the key thing. We achieved our goals, which were to get the property tax caps in place, the goal of getting an ethics bill accomplished, of getting an unemployment insurance bill, a delay in there, and I think those goals were met, and we feel good about that. So in that sense, it's a success.
Is there anything that you hoped your lawmakers might have gotten to that they didn't want to shoot for next year?
Redistricting, I think, was an important bill that I would have liked to have seen pass. The Senate did its job on that. The House leadership chose not to even consider the issue, and so the Senate, I can tell you, will do the redistricting as we proposed in our bill. We will follow those rules and standards, and I think we'll achieve the best redistricting the state's ever seen.
Why was this so difficult at the end?
I think the environment's tough right now. I think there's a lot of pressure on the elected officials, just on the toughness of the economy, the unrest of the populace and our constituents, and the toughness of this issue. Dealing with some of the labor issues and the unemployment issue itself, not easy. But we didn't expect it to be a cakewalk. It took longer than we thought it would, or should have, in my opinion. But we got to the finish line, and we should feel real good about that.
You mentioned the redistricting. The session would be the local government reforms, but second year in a row those went nowhere. Is there going to be a third time's the charm next time?
We'll keep working at it. Yeah, that's a good question. And the Senate, we decided to take small steps this year and try to go after the township reforms that we proposed, thinking at least those might pass, even those didn't get much of a hearing or in consideration in the House. So we'll wait and see what happens with it. But the Senate remains interested in reforming local government. I think with the pressures economically on our communities, our cities and counties, there will be some of that being done voluntarily. But anything we can do to help them prolong that process, we should try to do.
What do you think is the one biggest accomplishment if you had to point to the session?
I think the property tax caps is a huge accomplishment because it gives the voters a chance to vote on it. I do believe the Ball State report is accurate, that we will find that it's going to help the Indiana economy in the end, and we'll be very glad in the years to come that we got it done. It was important for our communities to also know that this is going to happen. So when this vote occurs, and I think it will pass in the fall, we'll know where they have to go in the future and maybe start utilizing some of the tools we've given them as they deal with some of their tough issues with their own budgets.
Senator Long, you didn't end up handling any gambling issues. Will that inevitably be back next year?
I expect that they'll continue to come back. I think a couple of problems were with the bankruptcies in Gary and in Anderson. It really complicated the ability for the, you know, for the legislation, and particularly the legislators trying to push those issues to really focus on the end game. There'll be new owners, I think, with both those facilities sometime in the near future, and when that happens, I think they'll help them decide what they think is best for those facilities, and that'll help us to focus in on those remedies.